Honey and Frank Show. Lana Turner has joined us. Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, guys.
Lana.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your first one-hour special on Hulu.
Yeah. It's like, awesome. I'm so excited.
Love Hulu. I love all the stuff they're doing online now.
Right. It's so easy. You just, like, whenever you want to watch something, it's just there. That's novel, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
In 2015.
And you taped the whole thing in Vegas?
Yeah, we did that in Vegas. It's actually been about a year since it was recorded. So, yeah, but it was very exciting and scary and awesome. And then, like, as a comic, you're done with all that material. So then you have to, like, come up with
all new stuff. But you're married to Ralphie Mayne. You got two kids. It's got to pretty much.
You got
some material.
I got material.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. So Ralphie, is he out touring right now?
He's on the East Coast. I just left him. Like, we're constantly, like, moving targets. So, yeah, he'll be back next week. But, yeah, he's always on tour. It's constant, but it's good.
Because you guys, you're married, you have kids, you're both touring comedians, you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, is it hectic? I mean, does he get the kids ever by himself, or would you never, ever trust him with
no,
that?
No, I don't trust him with that.
You'll have help kidding? That day while I'm gone.
Yeah, if I have to leave, like, I have to leave, make sure that somebody's there to kind of, like, I mean, they run, they move, and he doesn't move too much.
Yeah, right.
They can escape.
We talked about this a little earlier on the show, but did your milk come in when you had children?
It did. Yes, I heard you talking about this. Yeah. Yes, I was a producer.
I was not breastfed. Were you breastfed? Fed too, as a kid?
I don't know. That's a topic. You know, like, women back then, there wasn't such an important thing. In fact, it was like formulas better than your breast milk.
Right.
Back
this Playtex nurser. I mean, you know, I never had the boob.
Yeah, we've reinvented it, made it better, right? And clearly it wasn't. Then we are all a little slow.
Is it weird because we were talking about it earlier how, you know, because I haven't had any kids, but I've had friends that had kids and the pressure, it's like, sorry, breastfeeding. Oh, it's the best for the kid. You're going to have a dumb kid if you do. And you're just like, I don't know. Like, there's pressure to breastfeed, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I want it too, but it's like this really, like, the whole process of creating another human is just, like, gross. And then there's aspects that you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty neat. But when you're weeping out of your boobs, like, that's not okay. And then, like, or, like, you don't get to your baby fast enough, and now you've, like, wet your
shirt. Did you also get it when, like, you would be out, maybe not with your baby, and a baby at Target would cry, and your boobs would go, baby needs food, like. Like, and you're like,
oh, yeah. And they hurt. They get really swollen, but they look amazing. But they, like, you're like,
you
these
don't
are
want
awesome.
To touch them.
Yeah. But then, yeah. And then the worst, like, okay, so I cut off at about a year. And then you have guilt about when you're supposed to stop because the baby does not want to stop. The baby's looking at you like, hey, man, I know there's still some in there. And you're like, no, I'm done. Because my son got to where his teeth came in and I wasn't producing enough milk for him. He would bite and pull. And that was it. I told him, I said, you keep doing this and it's over. And then, yep. And then he was mad. Little 1 year old. They know that this is mine.
They reach for it and stuff. Like, he would be like,
oh, yeah.
Try to crawl under your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
but enough about Ralphie.
But well, yeah, they want to nurse
Ralphie
on him, too.
Did they ever try?
He looks like a producer.
Did they ever try? Were they like, you know, like a cat, how it gets on a boob? Were they ever like peeling Ralphie's chest?
Try and get on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point they were like, it's got to work.
Why are we saving all this? How do you mention that if you hear like another baby cry in public, and then automatically women who are lactating will start lactating? Did you ever, you said, wet your shirt. Did a stranger ever say, hey, I think you didn't know you wet your shirt, but you wet your shirt?
Well, one time I was actually at the Improv and I looked down and like one side was soaked and I was like, I got to go. Time to leave.
On stage?
Yeah, no, not on stage, thankfully. But towards the end of my pregnancy, when I got in, like, I performed with, like, up until 2 days before I had my daughter. So I would walk up stage and put a plastic bag down on the floor.
Now that's funny. Just don't know. This could happen tonight.
It could happen anytime.
That's awesome.
You're going to be performing at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Tickets, hollywood.improv.com.
It's a cool show. Yeah, no, this is going to be fun. It's five women from five different religious backgrounds and just different perspective on things.
What religion? Okay, so you're Jewish.
I'm the Jew.
Right.
We got a Muslim, which try and find one of those in this town. You got to throw a rock. It's hard. you might not hit one. It would be more appropriate to do that at Jew, but you won't miss one if you throw a rock in there. And we got.
I thought that's why they came here, so they wouldn't get rocks thrown out of it.
Yeah, right. We got a Hindu girl. We got a Buddhist, and we got a Christian. That was easy. We got one of each, kind of rounded out. I guess
her ideas are funny. The rest are just funny. And you're also going to be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank next Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing, and that's also, that's actually a musical show, Girls with Guitars. So it's all girl stuff right now this month. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you brought your guitar with you. It's on your lap. And the special is called So I Wrote a Song About It.
Yeah, I write a lot of songs.
You write a lot of songs. Now, do you sit around, because like, when you came in here and you were just doing your sound check and then you were just kidding around, you were like, hello, 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 hello. Actually, that's the name of my new song.
Strumming.
Hello.
does it just happen like that for you? You have your guitar and you just start to, the ramblings turn into a tune?
Sometimes. I'm more of a lyricist, so I'll sit down and I'll come up with an idea and write the lyrics and then I'll put music to it. So it just depends.
You must be awesome. Like, as a mom, and you can go in and just sing to your kids.
She probably doesn't sing at home.
Yeah.
Well, not the Helen Keller song, maybe. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are other ones that you can come up with.
They heard that for the first time the other night, by the way. We were doing a show in a theater, and the kids were supposed to be backstage, and Ralph walked them out, and they heard me do that song, and then they were just singing it at me.
I think it's the last time you were on the show, and you were like, I don't know if there's a lot of songs that I can sing just for radio. And
right.
Then you pulled out, what was that song called? The Helen Keller song?
You want to hear it?
Oh, it's called the Helen Keller song?
I have Helen Keller and Anne Frank. It's a duet between these two historical women.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it again.
Okay, so Anne Frank was hiding from the Nazis in the attic, right? And Helen Keller couldn't see. She couldn't hear, yet she was able to communicate. So, yeah, this is a duet between those two women. So here we go. Oh!
I still talk about that damn song.
Yeah, no, can you imagine then, like, I got off stage and my kids are all, ooh,
you can't say that at school.
I'm damaging them.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Do you have entire, like, comedy music albums on iTunes and stuff people can buy?
Yeah, I've got some stuff on iTunes. You just download the songs or go and see the special. The special's actually available on iTunes as well. So, yeah, you can get it in a couple of places. iTunes and Hulu and all the different download spots.
And you have LanaTurner.com. LanaTurner.com. At Lana Turner on Twitter. Are you big on social media?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you ever post, because you get like 15-second clips? You're on Vine, you can post like 7 seconds
of
a song?
I haven't done too much Vine, but I think we're going to post our first Vine video because we launched our podcast last week. We had a podcast.
The so-called Perfect 10 podcast?
Yes, we had it for like a year, and then we went away for like a year and a half. We just came back, and so we're going to post our first Vine video in conjunction with the next episode. The kids are it looks like they're painting phallic stuff on a car. It's pretty funny.
Okay,
all right. I don't know how to do 15, like, what is it? Like, it's so hard.
It's hard, and I think, like, as a comedian, too, is like, do you feel pressure to go on Twitter and like be funny on Twitter?
Yeah, well, you have to have some sort of
something.
It's a lot of extra work, and then like it takes away from other stuff too. But right. I like it when I have time. I'm mostly dealing with mom stuff and then just trying to get out and do joke stuff.
Right.
I think the last 7 second video that you did was yours and Ralphie's sex tape, right?
Oh, yeah, that was right. 7 seconds. Seven, was it that long? yeah, we have a
which is hilarious.
Do you like that? It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I mean, stomach hurt from laughing.
Ralphie and I have another video coming out on Passover, the first night of Passover, which I think is April 3rd, which is a wrestling match between myself and the Muslim woman that I'm doing the show with tomorrow night. So it's a Muslim versus Jew wrestle. And we're actually having a Twitter war right now, Mona and I, online, which is really fun. Like, we're just going back and forth.
And she's
just
the one that's on the tour with, or going to be the
Yeah, she's on
you.
That show with okay. Yeah, we're doing that's actually where the show started. We came out with this, and then I was like, we got to shoot a video. So we're wrestling in crude oil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Ralphie narrates the whole thing. So that's going to be in a... Actually, if you want to see a preview of that video, we're going to show it tomorrow night at the Improv.
Tomorrow night at the Improv. Hollywood.improv.com for tickets. Go see Lana. She'll be performing at 8 p.m. And then the next Thursday at Flappers. And get tickets that go to LanaTurner.com. Do you want to sing another song for us? Do you have another one that you can sing?
Sure. I can do a new one, I guess. We're talking about... all right. This is a lady bit part. About as we get older, women kind of need to stick together. So I know there's some moms on their way to school. So... this is for us. So here you go.
I began to think I was looking fine when a hot boy smiled at me. I'm married, so I want to be clear, I wouldn't have acted seriously. But that innocent flirt ended up crushing my esteem that day, because he waved at my kids, then he called me ma'am and turned and walked away. Well, I sat there dejected, feeling very lame. Then it occurred to me, girl parts need a new PR campaign. Always recycle, do not be confused. Brother, you know the truth. It's better when it's used. It's a recycle song. Go California. If the muffler is good and the engine purrs too, who cares about dents? You never should buy new. Kids might mess it up, but all it needs is love, like your favorite old t-shirt or a beat-up baseball glove. That's a messed up visual, but it looks short, right? Many things get better with age, like cars, wine, boats, and booze. So tap, mama. Because it's better when it's used. So if you find yourself a cougar, do not throw away. Like meatloaf or lasagna, it's always better the next day. Giner doesn't spoil, so just turn out the light. Like sexual prime age steak with a touch of cellulite. If you find yourself a MILF, you're gonna have some fun. And the best part, there'll be cookies and milk when you're done. Recycle.
Thank you, Lana Turner. Go see your show tomorrow night at Hollywood Improv, hollywood.improv.com. We're going to come right back after traffic. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.